Joining us in the media center following the AAA Insurance Midwest Nationals, pro stock winner Greg Anderson, driver of the Summit Racing Equipment Chevrolet Camaro. His third win of the 2017 season, seven runner-up finishes. Last one was English Town, last final round, Reading, middle of four straight final rounds. 89 career wins, 59 career runner-ups. Crew Chiefs Rob Downing, Tim Freeman was the number one qualifier. Third consecutive final round in the countdown, plus the U.S. Nationals. Takes the points lead. This is your fifth final round at Gateway. You and Jason Lyon, teammates, battled in the final round. 36 times you guys have faced in the final round, and you lead that 20-16. Greg, getting ready for the final round against your teammate. Tell me about the preparation, knowing that you had to break through after being in the final round consecutively.
Well, yeah, I needed to break through bad. It's been three final rounds in a row, and it's hard to win out here, Joe. It's just really, really difficult to win. And my race car worked great all weekend, but I had a little bit of an issue with my engine, and it was a little bit off speed-wise. So even though the car was working great, I was kind of getting passed by as we go down the racetrack by my two teammates. So I knew I was in deep in the final, and I knew it was going to take a stroke of luck, to be honest with you, to win it. Even though I'd had a great race car, I didn't have the total package. I was a little off with the engine, and everything just fell into place. I left the starting line, and I said, God, I don't think I got that light good enough to win. And I'm scared, so I'm not going to look over. And I refused to look over all the way down the racetrack. And I got to the finish line, and that light came on, and I was almost shocked. I really couldn't believe it. I didn't expect to get around Jason. He had a great car all weekend and had a 005 light in the semifinal. So I knew I was in tough, and I knew it was going to take just – somebody looking over me to get the win, and it happened. So three runner-ups and a win, that's a great way, and I've been telling people all year, you know, it's been a kind of an up-and-down year, but you need to peak at the right time. You need to peak going into the playoffs, and obviously I have, you know, with two runner-ups leading into the playoffs and a runner-up, two runner-ups and a win, I guess, you know, starting the playoffs, that's all you can ask, you know. So it's been great for me, and it's going to take – absolutely finishes like that the rest of the way out to have a chance to win this thing. There's so many cars that can win it, and these races are decided by thousands of a second. That final round was three thousandths of a second. That's nothing. You have no earthly idea three thousandths of a second when you leave the starting line. You have no earthly idea three hundredths of a second leaving the starting line. So it's just crazy. It's absolutely crazy, but that's what I love. That's what's great about NHRA Pro Stock Racing, and that's why I race this class, because it's almost like beating your head against the wall and trying to pound a nail with your forehead, but when you finally get that nail all the way in, it's a great feeling. So, great day, great weekend. It was really flawless for me. I had four great qualifying runs, and I can't remember the last time I had that, and four great runs on race day. It's just a flawless weekend, and that's what it's going to take to win in this class. So, we executed at the highest level we could and won by 3,000. So, just a great day.
Let's examine the mental side for a moment. When you runner up and you feel like you have a car that can win, yep, you beat yourself up?
Absolutely, positively. You know, the worst thing about drag racing is there's two cars out there, and somebody's going to leave the starting line second every time. Somebody's going to be last leaving the starting line every time. And you know, it's a tough feeling on a driver when you do, but it's going to happen. And you have to learn to pick yourself off the mat and get back in the game when that happens. I feel like a boxer. You just get slugged constantly, but if you dodge enough of the punches and if you find a way to win, it's the greatest feeling in the world. So tough sport, but that's why I love it so much. And you know, the driver, he's the last link in the chain. He's the last cog in the chain. He's the last guy that can screw the deal up. So everybody kind of says, you know, that guy, he won or he lost the race. But in reality, without the great crew you have and the great equipment you have and the great sponsors you have, doesn't matter what the driver does. So he's just, like I said, the last link in the chain, and he can screw it up or he can win. And I got fortunate enough today I didn't screw it up.
Let's open it up to members of the media. Name and affiliation.
CapApproved, STLRacing.com. Who is your toughest competition out there? Is it your teammate or who is it?
There's a lot of them. I can't honestly pick one out. There's my two teammates are tough guys to get around, because their cars are every bit as fast, if not faster, than mine. You've got the two gray cars. You've got Drew Skillman and you've got Tanner Gray, who just drive the lights out of the race cars. They've got fast race cars. They cut killer lights. And just like today, Tanner was too good. He was 2,000ths red. But that's not a screw-up. That's not doing your job. That's doing a great job, and 2,000ths of a second, or an eighth of an inch of staging process is why he was red. So, you know, it's a tough, tough game, but those two right there are probably what I consider the toughest two, but there's still, when you go down deeper than that, there's still three or four more that can win this thing. And I said earlier when we started this countdown, there's liable to be six winners in the countdown, six different race winners. Who knows who's going to win this thing? And we've got three different ones so far, three races to go. And luckily, you know, I've got one win, but I've got a couple runner-ups. So I've got, you know, I don't have any DNFs or whatever you want to call it, you know, and I haven't lost. I haven't had a bad day. And that's what it's going to take the rest of the way out. But it looks like you're going to probably have to average about a runner-up finish to win the stupid thing. That's how tough the competition is. So I'm in it, and that's all I can ask. And when we get to Pomona, you just want to be either in the lead or somewhere within 50 or 100 points of the lead, because it's points and a half. And I just about would guarantee it right now, when we get to Pomona, there's going to be five cars alive on that day to win the championship. So crazy, crazy deal, and tough deal, but that's what's awesome about NHRA Pro Stock.
When Tanner fouled out 002, Tanner, a lot of people felt like that he was really going to go on a run because of his inexperience. He don't know what he don't know. And coming up 2000s red, that's not something that is deliberate by any means or wasn't pushed too hard. It's a couple of thousand, as you mentioned. That having been said, you have made a lot about how you've known the kid since he was a small child, and you watch him grow and the families interact. At the same time, he's a competitor, and he is out there to take what you want. Do you see, I'm going to use the term, the blood in the water at that time, like this is the opportunity to go to gain today, well, now?
Absolutely. It was a break that you didn't expect to get, and not even because he screwed up. He did too great a job, quite honestly. And you're thinking to yourself, okay, now I've got to come up behind him. I've got to follow that. What if I do the same thing? So you got all these thoughts running through your mind. Every round up there, it's only going to benefit me if I don't make the same mistake or screw up too. So it's just a lot of thoughts go through your mind. And we ended up capitalizing as much as you could possibly capitalize on his misfortune. But don't get me wrong, that exact same thing could reverse and happen at the next race. That's how tough it is, and that's how you got to drive when you stage that starting line, because you know that guy in the other lane is going to do something, you know, astronomical, and he's going to cut a great light. He's going to run fast. So if you don't, you're just going to lose. You can't go up there and say, well, let's just be safe here and let's make sure I cut just a cautiously. You're done. You might as well just go load your car in the trailer. You have to go up there for blood every time, and hopefully you don't go over the line. So crazy, crazy deal, and a great day, and that's what I'm gonna thank the Lord today that I capitalized on someone else's misfortune. But it could 100% 180 reverse next week, so you got to go and keep digging and try and do the best you can.
Ken Roberts from the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. Greg, you were number one. You qualified number one. How were you able to just go round by round by round as the number one guy? Because you're the
You forget about that, and you just say, you know what? When I stage this race car, just put a smile on your face and think you're out here having fun. You got grandstands full on both sides. You got a great racetrack. You know your car's going to run great. Act like you're having fun. Act like you're making a qualifying run. And that's what I told myself every run down the racetrack today. I was very calm today, and I didn't have any killer lights, but my car was good enough, and I had a good enough light at the right time. And that's what this deal is. You got to run the right guy at the right time. And you know, if you happen to get somebody that throws a 00 whatever light at you, you're probably going to lose. And that's just the way this game goes. And I didn't have to fight any of them off today. I was lucky. I was fortunate that nobody threw one of them at me. And, you know, like Jason, he threw a 005 at Bo in the semifinal. He came back in the final, and he had a 50. That was good fortune for me, just flat good fortune that he didn't come anywhere near that 005, or I would have lost. And he'd be up here talking to you guys right now. So you can't predict this stuff. And that's what's cool about it.
That's good. Thank you.
Greg, congratulations on your win. Thank you so much. Three down, three more to go in this NHRA countdown.
Yep. It's like start over. We're almost deadlocked right now, three races in, halfway in. So wipe it clean again. Let's start over for three races.
Greg Anderson, your Pro Stock winner here at the AAA Midwest Nationals.